Mr. Jabez Wilson laughed heavily. Well, I never, said he. I thought at first that you had done something clever, but I see there was nothing in it after all.
I begin to think, Watson, said Holmes, that I make a mistake in explaining. Omne ignotum pro magnifico, you know, and my poor little reputation, such as it is, will suffer shipwreck if I am so candid. Can you not find the advertisement, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, yes, I have it now, he answered, with his thick red finger planted halfway down the column. Here it is. This is what began it all. You just read it for yourself, sir.
I took the paper from him and read as follows. To the Red-Headed League. On account of the bequest of the late Ezekiel Hopkins of Lebanon, Pennsylvania, USA, there is now another vacancy open which entitles a member of the League to a salary of £4 a week for purely nominal services. All red-headed men who are sound in body and mind and above the age of 21 years are eligible. Apply in person on Monday at 11 o'clock to Duncan Ross at the offices of the League, 7 Pope's Court, Fleet Street.
Oh, what on earth does this mean?
I ejaculated, after I had twice read over the extraordinary announcement. Holmes chuckled and wriggled in his chair, as was his habit when in high spirits.
It is a little off the beaten track, isn't it? Said he. And now, Mr. Wilson, off you go to scratch and tell us all about yourself, your household, and the effect which this advertisement had upon your fortunes. You will first make a note, Doctor, of the paper and the date.